This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That applause for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Claudio Abbado with the overture to an opera that was the tale about the triumph of love in ancient Barcelona, the comedic opera Donna Diana by composer Emil von Resnicek here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Want to welcome you to more classical music as we get into the afternoon hours. Here for this noon hour is the Barbican Piano Trio joining us in just a little bit. They've got a marvelous piano trio from French composer Edouard Lalo, the first that he composed, and the London Symphony and cellist Julian Lloyd Webber. They've got an astounding performance awaiting us in just a little bit from composer Eric Whitaker. We'll hear a gorgeous and beautiful nature-inspired tone poem called The River Cam, a recent addition to the classical repertoire, and happy to share it with you later on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and we will continue with the Venice Baroque Orchestra, conductor Andrea Marcon and violinist Giuliano Carmagnola, brightening up our afternoon with Vivaldi and one of the many violin concertos, this one in the key of D minor, next on Kansas Public Radio. One of Vivaldi's many violin concertos, that one in the key of D minor and performed by the Venice Baroque Orchestra, led by Andrea Marcon and violinist Giuliano Carmagnola, on Kansas Public Radio. 12:23 now, and awaiting us in the second half of the hour is the London Symphony and cellist Julian Lloyd Webber, with a lovely and lyrical tone poem by composer Eric Whitaker called The River Cam. That and much more still to come here on this Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. On the KU campus right now, it is 86 degrees, our high expected around 87, with sunny skies. And for tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. It's sunny tomorrow, high of 82, and lows in the mid-60s again for Saturday night. Next on KPR is the Barbican Piano Trio with some beautiful French chamber music. A piano trio that is by turns dark, dramatic, and passionate. It's by French composer Edouard Lalo, his first piano trio completed around the year of 1850. Next on KPR. The Barbican Piano Trio and Piano Trio No. 1 in C minor, composed in 1850 by French composer Edouard Lalo, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now 12:46, and at the top of the hour, news from NPR, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. All Things Considered from NPR News will join us at that time. And later tonight, it's Friday, and you know what that means. Film Music Friday, tonight from 7 to 9 p.m., and I'll be back with you for that this evening. Tonight, it is the night for Outer Space Creatures, Alien Invasions, and More Strange Visitors from Other Worlds. We've got music tonight from Alien, Mars Attacks, Signs, and I think you know that there will be some classic John Williams in that party. Film Music Friday is tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. here on KPR. We've got one more performance for this hour, the London Symphony and music by American composer Eric Whitaker, who served as a teacher at Sussex College in Cambridge in the year 2010. And one natural feature of that college is a river that flows through the campus called the River Cam. Every day Whitaker would pass by it and walk alongside it and grow in his conviction to write a piece of music, a nature tone poem inspired by the beauty of that natural feature. As it happens, cellist Julian Lloyd Webber's 60th birthday was the following year in 2011, and asked for something specifically along those lines. And Eric Whitaker delivered with this nature tone poem called The River Cam. Julian Lloyd Webber and the London Symphony with Whitaker conducting, next on KPR. The London Symphony, cellist Julian Lloyd Webber and conductor Eric Whitaker, also the composer of that nature tone poem from 2011 called The River Cam, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned in a moment for NPR News. And in the next hour, we've got some Essential Mozart, the famous Kegelstadt Trio, that plus Beethoven and his Eighth Symphony, that and more still to come here on a Friday afternoon. Thanks for being with us, and hope you can stick around.
After Doctors.
All things considered, today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can bundle and customize their home and auto insurance in one place with the goal of protecting what matters most. Coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.